Prologue. Life is about not leaving things half done. While the aim is not perfection, life's adversity is a privilege you either avoid or accept. Imagine many years from now, even decades, when you find yourself on your deathbed at the end of your life. Looking back on all the memories, will you feel like you lived every day to the fullest? This is my ode to life. I want to give back and say thank you. I've been quite fortunate, and I want to share some of my experiences in hopes that doing so might help someone else. I've been reflecting on the passage of time. I'm not quite as feisty as I used to be. I've grown slower, gentler, kinder, less pugnacious, and more gracious, and this has allowed me to reflect on this change. I've been preoccupied by the idea of how to best impart some of the knowledge I've gathered, but I'm finally taking on the challenge, and this time, I'm approaching it with a sense of urgency. Time is ticking, and I do not want to be a thief. I'm reminded of a quote by Antoine Courtois that perfectly summarizes this notion. We say that not to transmit such skills is theft. We learn, and we must share. If we take for granted the contributions of those who came before us, then we will likely miss the opportunity to be a part of the joyful process of creation. Everyone has something to offer. Through love and creativity, or through negativity and destruction. Complementary and at the same time opposing forces, yet we all play a vital role in this unfolding. I've been working as a psychotherapist for almost 2 decades, and the part of being a psychologist is evolving to meet the needs of the people I see. I went from having a once heavily psychoanalytic approach with disdain for behavioral therapy to a behavioral therapist with impatience for the psychoanalytic rigor. And even a mindfulness-based therapist too. But I realize there are many different ways of approaching the same issues. Today, I would say that I am someone who tries to help others, and in return, this helps me too. To all those people, thank you for your help from the bottom of my heart. It feels like we work hard together. We face our fears and seek change, letting go of control one moment at a time to reach new stages of life through love, compassion, and acceptance of our mistakes. In these pages, you'll find some of the most valuable life lessons that I've learned from working with others, as well as short anecdotes of overcoming adversity in my own life. I've included both a philosophy and some simple tools so you too can overcome similar types of situations and find connection, joy, and meaning in your life. It was important to me that this book reach people who seek this information at every level or stage of life. Even if they don't have access to psychotherapy, an interest in religion, spirituality, science, 12-step programs, or some other form of support. I wanted the knowledge to be in one location and accessible. This became my quest. So, this book is for you. It's for the person who wonders, is there more to life than just this? It's for the person who can't stop thinking in repetitive, negative ways, the person who feels overwhelmed, disappointed, and defeated. It's for the person who is curious about the little voice in their head, where it comes from, what it represents, and whether others have similar thoughts. It's for the person who is curious about the meaning of life, existential issues, and consciousness. They might wonder, for example, how can I create a meaningful life if when I think about mine, I feel more confused and less certain about whether it has any meaning? Is everything just an absurd and random sequence of events? There are certain people who might feel like their brain is broken and wonder whether there is something that can be changed. Or maybe they feel held back by a physical limitation, such as chronic pain or having a body that can be a source of insecurity. This book is also for my children, who might read this one day. I love you. It's also for anyone seeking to understand what to expect at a particular age or stage of life. In any event, this is for you. I want this book to function like a life manual, but I don't want you to think that you or I will ever know everything there is to know about life. Yet, the title sparked your curiosity. Why don't we lean into this? With that, let's follow the next indicated action and get started. Have you ever wondered about the mysterious force that animates all life? The energy that powers our minds and bodies, that connects us to the universe. This energy, often referred to as consciousness, is the driving force behind creation, evolution, and individual growth. This book explores the fundamental mistake of consciousness, failing to recognize its interconnectedness with the universe. I refer to consciousness as the energy that powers our minds and bodies, allowing us to be aware. This energy emanates from inside you, and one could say is the life force that you are. This same energy permeates all life forms, including non-living forms, from humans to rocks, fire, water, atomic and subatomic structures. It fuels the growth and decay of every form, from the simplest to the most complex. Scientists, in their pursuit to unravel the mysteries of the universe, often overlook the profound spiritual truths that have guided humanity for millennia. We still grapple with questions about the nature of consciousness and the fundamental forces of the universe. This mysterious energy, in its infinite wisdom, has been evolving for billions of years. It is formless, yet ubiquitous, and gives rise to all, flowing through every form, from creation to decay, constantly pushing toward greater understanding and realization. Through humanity, consciousness becomes self-aware. Consciousness interacts with the world through different forms, such as the body and thoughts, and learns from change, loss, and acceptance. These forces drive it toward greater awareness, awakening from the slumber of over-identification with and belief in its separateness. This evolutionary process of awakening to this realization is fundamental to the universe's development and the reduction of suffering. When consciousness fails to recognize its universal interconnectedness, a person eventually experiences intense feelings of insecurity, separateness, insignificance, and fear. While pain is an inherent part of life and our existence, individual suffering is dependent upon the behaviors we perpetuate, and this means it can be limited. We then create and cling to identities, possessions, and desires, hoping to feel more of something, more safety, more whole, more loved, more seen, more power. But what if there is no permanent safety in the world, and the things you own, your possessions, your body, or your beliefs, they're all going to change one day? Naturally, what forms in response is an intense fear of loss or change, and eventually from these thoughts, an identity born out of pain and worry. This ego-driven perspective relies on a sense of control, which in turn creates a false sense of security. Instead, we generate our own unhappiness by opposing the natural process of the universe, change and impermanence. Some of you might say, so what? Are you just teaching some form of religion or something? Well, not exactly. What does this do, or how does this change anything? You will soon learn how everything operates from this fundamental mistake, like a pattern rippling out across the globe. When you start to awaken from a deep identification with your own ego, you begin to recognize the ego in others more easily. You watch the rest of the world create their own suffering, but you understand the insanity is necessary for awakening our society. Therefore, you make conscious choices that benefit society, but you feel less personally upset by life when it does not join you or seem to care or appreciate it. This also means you no longer get entangled in other people's self-generated problems of insecurity and inferiority. Instead, your ability to move with change and loss becomes the source of creativity and connection. When consciousness is deeply identified and preoccupied with the mind, its thoughts, and the body, it constructs an identity that spends its whole life trying to defy feelings of meaninglessness, obscurity, irrelevance, loss, and the ultimate fear, death. However, the mind eventually releases its resistance when it realizes the inevitability of these experiences, and it too is subject to change and loss. Although these perceptions are a misunderstanding, you will soon come to understand why. Often, individuals spend entire lifetimes only to realize, at the brink of death, letting go of trying to get something or somewhere else, they can finally feel their own rootedness and connection to the universe. In this moment of relinquishing control, consciousness enters a state of full acceptance, and peace and the body merge consciously. Through the process of aging, consciousness is forced to surrender as it learns that it cannot overpower this inevitability of change and loss. Instead, it must learn to move with the flow of life rather than fight against it. By releasing any resistance we may be perpetuating, we can lovingly guide our conscious energy toward beautiful acts of creativity and connection, which bless all of life. We do this by aligning ourselves with the deeper, ever-changing flow of life energy and channeling it into our thoughts and actions. This doesn't mean giving up on our goals or aspirations, but rather aligning them with the deeper sense of purpose and meaning. Through this process, a person can become more alive and more energetically conscious than ever before. You will learn how to channel this energy as a limitless source of connection, creativity, and love. As we embrace the impermanent nature of all forms, we can find solace in the eternal formless nature of consciousness. While this wisdom can come from pain and loss, it is not required. Instead, we can realize the mistake early on, believing that our greatest power was our ability to think and trying to use it to solve all of our problems, including escaping death, change, and uncertainty. In essence, we are only giving value to the physical world, but not the spirit or energy that exists within all things. Chasing objects, substances, and materialism, an attempt to be more here. This realization invites us to gently ease our hold on the physical world, the one we often use to define our identities and reactions, and instead trust in the creative energy that lies beneath. The next 5 chapters discuss the human body, the mind, and how we form a physical and mental sense of self from conscious energy. This remarkable event signifies the moment you begin to form and perceive yourself as distinct from your own consciousness. We refer to these mental patterns as the ego, and will explore how nervous system activation triggers reactivity in both the mind and body, and the energy patterns of the ego that seeks to survive in an impermanent world. This reactivity can lead to dysregulated states and reinforce the habitual patterns of the ego. We will also talk about how these egoic, unconscious, and instinctual pattern reactions become the source of pain and suffering. We will learn how to regulate your nervous system as well as your emotions, which suck your conscious energy like a vampire. This will allow you to channel the energy into more fruitful uses, such as being more connected and more creative in life. This will ultimately lead to more fulfillment and confidence too. We will also talk about love, relationships, sex and intimacy, as well as religion, God, and money. As a person who previously held a less aware perspective on religion, I will introduce you to some basic comparisons, although I am no expert, which will hopefully pique your interest and allow you to see some of the common threads amongst our quest for improvement. When we talk about finances, the focus will be on leveraging it to create freedom, allowing us to do what we enjoy most. Finally, I want to note that though this book is based on real experiences, I have altered details when referring to individuals outside my own personal story. Characteristics such as demographics, gender, age, location, and appearance have been intentionally disguised to ensure anonymity. However, the examples reflect universal human traits and experiences. I hope you enjoy reading this book, and if it resonates with you, feel free to let me know. You can also pass it along to a friend or someone you care about. If it doesn't resonate with you, that's okay too. I encourage you to find something that does. I'm sure there will be something else that will speak to your experience. We each have our own path in life. Everyone's experience is unique and individual. You walk it alone, but hopefully with loved ones beside you. Wishing you well on your journey.